to order this afternoon. Welcome to Community and Regional Affairs Committee meeting this afternoon. We have Senator Thomas, Senator Stevens, Senator Kukish, and myself, Senator Olson. Today we have one bill in front of us, and that's House Bill 34, sales by a winery licensee sponsored by Representative Gabrielle Ledoux. Would you like to go ahead and present your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator and members of the committee, my name is Gabrielle Ledoux. I'm the representative from House District number 36. And basically all this bill does is put small local wineries on the same playing field as out-of-state wineries. Right now, an out-of-state winery can ship wine into Alaska. So if you order wine from Seattle and you want to get some wine in Kodiak or Homer or any place else, you can get it from Seattle. But if you are in Homer and you want to get wine from Kodiak, you're not going to be able to do that under our current law. This bill does is change that, so you'll now be able to get the wine from the in-state winery. And for anything further and more specific, I'm going to turn this over to my committee aide, Christine Marasigan. So if you've got any questions for me or for Christine.
Do you have anything to say, Ms. Marasigan?
No, sir.
Do you have any questions in the committee for the either the bill sponsor or the bill's left-hand person this afternoon? Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So how will this actually help the small businessman in wherever they may be that has a winery? What will this bill do for them so that they can be more successful?
Well, right now, they're not able to ship in-state. And so if they have an order from somebody, like let's take a local Kodiak winery, for example.
What a good example.
And if somebody from Homer wants to buy that wine and calls them up and says, Mr. Thompson, for example, can you ship us, you know, a couple of bottles of this great wine you're making? They're going to have to say, Mr. Thompson's going to say, no, I can't ship you this wine because Alaska state law doesn't allow that. So Mr. Thompson or whoever else he's trying to order from doesn't get to make the sale. Now, if we pass the House Bill 34 into law, Mr. Thompson will be able to say, yes, I'd love to ship you my great wine.
Chairman, so how many wineries are there? I know there are maybe three or four, something like that. How many do you know of?
I think that there are about six small wineries that this would apply to. Two of them happen to be in Kodiak, I believe. One of them is in Senator Kukesh's district. I believe one is in Homer, and I'm not sure about the others.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Ledoux, do you have to be a small winery distillery to take advantage of this law? I notice you keep making a reference to small wineries. Is there a distinction between small and medium or large wineries?
Well, under this law, you're not allowed to ship more than 5 gallons. The wineries in Alaska, they all are small wineries. I don't think we have any large-scale wineries in Alaska.
Okay. And another question is, it's hard for me to believe that there's a law in the books that would prohibit any kind of encouragement of small private businesses to go ahead and do anything, since we are a business-oriented state and we're trying to go ahead and encourage that element of society in spite of what some of the laws that we pass around here are. But it's hard for me to believe that this law exists.
It's hard for me to believe that it exists also, but it does.
What is the history and what was the reason for it?
Can you answer that question?
For the record, my name is Christine Marasigan. I'm a staffer to Representative Ledoux. Senator, you bring up a very good point, and I think part of it is because, number one, we have a lot of laws that restrict the shipping of any kind of alcoholic beverage or product, and I think that's very, very important. Secondly, I don't think that when these laws were made, I don't think it was looking forward in time to a time when there would be wineries in the state of Alaska. So, for example, you had a federal law that went through, a Supreme Court decision that went through, that was looking at interstate commerce between states, because what has happened in the lower 48 is states were actually making laws to favor their in-state wineries and to basically make it more difficult for out-of-state wineries to ship in, whereas Alaska was the complete opposite simply because we didn't have any wineries. Yeah. And so this bill would change that.
And if you're going to go ahead and restrict or if there was a restriction on commercial establishments like this, is it also restrictive for private winemakers that make it in the cellar of their house to go ahead and ship a bottle or two of wine down to their relatives or friends that are across the state, and you still be having intrastate shipments?
Senator, with what this addresses for wineries that have a license. So it's only winery licensee. It does not address somebody who maybe is making it in their own home. And in fact, if I don't know if Doug Griffith is on the line, but I'm not entirely sure, but I'm almost pretty darn sure that you're actually not supposed to be shipping alcoholic beverage that you're making from home.
Oh, really? So if I'm going to send some down to my brother here in across the state for a Thanksgiving feast, it's illegal to go and ship a bottle of wine?
Senator, it's my understanding that private to private, that isn't covered under any of this.
Okay. Under existing laws, it's covered.
That I'm not sure, sir.
Okay. The other question is, if we go ahead and allow wine, which is roughly 11 or 12, 15% alcohol, is it going to be, is this affect other alcoholic beverages that are a higher proof or have a higher content of alcohol?
No, sir. It only applies to wine.
Okay.
Sure. I appreciate your point that this is mainly leveling the playing field so that because an out-of-state winery can ship to Alaska, whereas a local Alaska winery can't ship around Alaska. Just for clarification, can an Alaska winery ship out of state? I realize this bill does not touch that issue, but can that happen?
Yes, Senator, that is correct. Okay.
Thank you.
Any further questions of the bill sponsor or her aide here, Senator Thomas?
Thank you. Senator Olson, that question that, that Senator Stevens asked, does this allow that then, or to sell it out of state then? Since it doesn't say yes or no, it says that you can sell it as long as it's not into an area where it's prohibited.
Senator Thomas, through the chair, if you're asking if a winery can ship wine out of state, yes,
that's already been
a done deal.
That's already been. This clarifies it within the state.
Correct, sir.
And that's covered under the Interstate Commerce Commission, which is a federal law. Is that correct? Any further questions, Senator Thomas?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Okay, we also have on the line two people, Steve Thompson, who's from Kodiak, and he wants to go ahead and testify. Mr. Thompson, please.
Yes, Steve Thompson, Alaskan Wilderness Wine. And I'm here to support the bill. I'm in favor of it, and answer questions that you may have. And a point of clarification, though, on out-of-state shipping, we currently are not allowed to ship out-of-state. Under the way the law is written right now, we can't. The state has written letters saying they won't enforce it, but technically it's still illegal.
Any questions from the committee of Mr. Thompson? Mr. Thompson, how long have you been in business?
I've been in business since 1999.
And since that time, why has it just come to the forefront that there have been this impediment toward the expansion of any kind of free enterprise that is such a foundation of our society?
Yes, I started this in actually in 97, trying to change a few of the laws with the help of Colin Osterman, and we've, you know, got a little bit of progress done. There's currently, I believe, 8 wineries in the state now, and so actually we've become a little bit of an industry, but we're still hindered by quite a few of these little laws like this.
Okay. And are you one of the earlier wineries that was put into business?
Yes, I am.
And why aren't we hearing more of an uproar from these people that are trying to get their feet on the ground for to change laws such as this?
That's a good question. They definitely are in support of it. They write me emails all the time, and we email back and forth, but they don't ever show up to testify. I don't know. There seems to be a small majority of people who are willing to do this.
Okay. Okay, if there are any no further questions of the... Oh, Senator Thomas.
Thank you, Chairman. Mr. Thompson, would you be in favor of being able to sell wine outside the state of Alaska?
Yes, I would. I don't really know how much I would do that, but the capabilities of it, basically, I would like to see the playing field fair. It's for any of us, it's pretty frustrating to see laws that aren't fair, all the way across the board like this is. And I'd like to see the playing field, evened out so that we all have the same chance to operate the same way.
And you can't even do that now through a distributor like Odom or something? They must sell that, don't they sell that Alaskan beer outside the state, or is that just a different, completely different situation?
Well, yes, you can do a distributor outside, but the distributors normally require a large volume of production. And for facilities our size, like we are here, actually, I do have some in K&L, but I don't have enough volume to really supply, a market like that. They take a huge cut out of, the price, or, the privilege of shipping it for you and things like that. And they usually want probably about 4 or 5 times probably the production all of us make altogether, just to get in with them.
Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Senator Thomas. Any further questions of Mr. Thompson? Okay, we also have on the line Doug Griffin from the Alcohol Control Board. Mr. Griffin, are you on, please?
Yes, I am, Senator Olson.
Do you have any comments or answers to some of the questions I've been...
Sure, I'll try to remember all the different ones and try to cover them in our comments, and if I don't, please feel free to question me. Basically, we are supportive of this bill. We are playing catch-up, I think, in this case of trying to get the growing winery industry, and I think the previous speaker is correct. We have 9 wineries now licensed in Alaska, and it really has taken off. Again, these are very small wineries compared with any of the production that goes on in other states. But this is just something that brings us into the 21st century in terms of internet, the power of the internet as a marketing device, being able to send out flyers to people that have maybe visited your wineries and get on a mailing list, those types of marketing devices that are used in other parts of the country. This would clarify the ability to be able to sell out of state too, because it does allow up to 5 gallons of sales, which would be like 2 cases to be sold to anybody. It's just the law now says you have to be present on the winery, and that basically this new law would eliminate that, and it does clearly, of course, define the fact that you have to sell to places that have not banned alcohol, because of the dry communities within the state. So it takes a lot of care, and I know wineries will take a lot of care in making sure that they don't ship to areas where alcohol is prohibited. I think in my dealings with all the people that have winery licenses, are very entrepreneurial and are risk takers, but they wouldn't want to risk shipping to places. And their product is such that it's not probably, because of the lower alcohol content and so forth, would probably not be a good candidate to be shipped into a dry community anyway. But we think that this is a good change that needs to be made to try to help this industry, which is a really important value-added industry in Alaska. The other point, there is a little confusion now about shipping to out of state, and this does take care of that too. So that is another benefit. In addressing your question, Senator Olson, about if you make your own wine and ship it, I think probably again the Postal Service is not supposed to ship alcohol, but if you shipped it through FedEx or someone like that to a friend or something, that probably falls under the radar, so to speak, of people that we regulate, because you're doing it just, that's a personal product that you're shipping to a personal friend for personal use, and it's such on such a small scale, it probably would not really rise to anybody's attention. But I don't know the exact answer to that question either, but it's something we don't regulate. I think I've dealt with all the questions pretty much, the information presented to you by the bill sponsor and her aide is correct, and it's really an unfortunate situation that Alaska has not made this correction, but it's something that I think is definitely in the public interest.
Senator Stevens has a question for you, Mr. Griffin.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Griffin. I think we're hearing something a little bit different than we had thought, and maybe just clarify it. So this bill, if passed, would allow the wineries here in the state to ship to communities within the state that allow possession of alcoholic beverages. But you were saying it also would allow wineries to ship to out of state. And is that absolutely? Am I absolutely clear on that?
Senator, through the chair, yeah, I would clarify that. Mr. Thompson talked about that. There's the law right now is kind of unclear, and this would help clear that up in terms of out of state. Right now, it says that under AS 04-11-140, it says that a whole river winery license under A2 may ship more than 5 gallons to a person who is licensed under this title or in another state or country. Now, because of the reference to over 5 gallons and someone who's licensed under this title, that leads us to believe that you're really supposed to be shipping to a dealing with a distributor or someone, you know, larger that is in the business, and that's why it's not real clear. And we've told wineries, we said, because the law is so unclear, we probably would not prosecute. But it is our interpretation that really means that when you're shipping out of state, you should be shipping to a distributor, not to an individual. Well, with the change that's being proposed by this bill of allowing up to 5 gallons to an individual, you know, as long as it's not there, as long as they reside in an area that's not where it's not prohibited, that would definitely then also address being able to ship to someone out of state under the provision where they can ship not more than 5 gallons to an individual who's present on licensed premises, and then the additional language that's in the bill by shipping to an individual if it's not in an area where it's prohibited. So that it does take care of that aspect, as well as shipping to someone from out of state, because they can ship up to 5 gallons to anyone in state or out of state, as long as they're shipping to an area where it's not, where importation is not prohibited.
Any further questions, Senator Stevens?
No, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Griffin.
Senator Thomas has a question.
Thank you, Senator Olson. I'm assuming that somewhere else in the statute it restricts the shipping of alcohol and or in this case wine to minors, I'm assuming.
Senator, through the chair, definitely there's that. That's a universal prohibition about selling to people that are underage. And the shipping companies have gotten pretty good, again, because this is a big issue. As Christine mentioned, that there was a Supreme Court case just a couple of years ago, that went on, U.S. Supreme Court case, where states were basically putting up barriers to shipping wine from out-of-state wineries to favor their in-state wineries, and that was sort of the 21st Amendment that ended prohibition and said states, you regulate alcohol, sort of met the Dormant Commerce Clause of the Constitution, where you're not supposed to put up trade barriers between states, and the Dormant Commerce Clause won out on that head-to-head thing. So, again, Alaska is a little unique. I mean, when you talk about a dry county down south, you're talking about what we consider damp. A dry county in Texas or Tennessee or someplace is where they don't allow sales. They ban sales, but it's not illegal to possess alcohol there. We've got a really unique situation in Alaska where we have had villages that vote to both ban importation and possession of alcohol. So they're really dry. So we would provide lists. We do provide them now to package stores that sell by written order, lists of the communities. It's also available on our website of all the communities. We update it every time there's a new local option election and a change in the makeup of the local option communities, a list of the communities and their status about whether they've banned importation. And so we would provide that same list to the wineries that we do to the package stores now. And so they would have all the information. They'd be on our mailing list to get updates. They could consult our website. If they get a kind of an unusual request from a small town, they can check to see if it is on the list of local option communities. And so they would have to take that care not to ship to a dry community. But again, because of the nature of their product, I don't think that they would be in really high demand for someone in a dry community to order wine from a winery. But we would expect them to follow the rules, both shipping to underage and shipping to dry communities.
Thank you.
Mr. Griffin, one of the questions that I have, how does this affect beer at all that's got a lower alcohol content, down around 5 or 6%?
Well, you know, Senator Olson, I would have no problems with breweries. They don't seem, it just, for whatever reason, breweries don't use the internet and shipping of their product to the same extent that wineries, I mean, on a nationwide basis. And right now, the breweries, if you look up the statute for a brewery or a brew pub that can make sales, they also have to sell to people that are present on their licensed premises. But as this bill has been introduced and gone through the legislature, we just have not seen the breweries come out wanting to jump on board or get the same consideration. So I don't think we'd have the same problem. I mean, again, it would be at the expense of the freight and the lower alcohol content. I would say the same thing about them, that they would not be real good candidates or a very desirable product for someone that wants to try to sneak some alcohol into a dry community. But the breweries have not really stepped forward wanting to get a piece of the action on this, so they may have to introduce their own bill if they feel that they want that. That does not really seem to be part of their marketing strategy, and I don't know whether Christine has had dealings with the brewery people about why they don't have the same issues as the winery folks, but they just seem that they don't.
Okay. Christine, one of the questions that's come up was whether the beer and spirits part of the spectrum, why are they not covered in this whole bill?
Senator Olson, that's an excellent question. I think with all of the different types of alcohol, you find that there's also a certain type of niche market for them. With beer, you have a certain type of audience and a certain type of consumer. With wine, there's been a certain way that they've marketed this niche, very sort of, you know, high-end product. And then, of course, with spirits, it's a kind of completely different classification altogether simply because of its potency. With breweries, one of the things that we've discovered is last year when we were talking about this type of legislation is that breweries have the ability to also get a brew pub license. And their main issue has been brewing more beer because they sell more on the premises. And that's mostly because a lot of them have kind of gone to these sort of large, you know, sort of like the Glacier Brew House places. And so they've become brew pubs. And so they serve food and they brew beer on the premises and they sell the product right there on the premises. And they also get a lot of traffic on the premises. And so there hasn't been as much of a need to ship, I would say. And also, you know, the way that they distribute is a little differently. The other thing that I would like to point out is not only are we talking in terms of like the lower alcohol content and the volume, it's just simply sort of the practicality of breweries. You know, if you're going to ship a bottle of beer, you know, it's just a different product than when you're shipping a bottle of wine. Bottles of wine are used for a lot of celebratory occasions. So if somebody's getting married, if somebody's having an anniversary, if a couple went and visited a winery when they were in Homer or they were in Kodiak, they might order a bottle to sort of commemorate or remember that time or to sort of celebrate, whereas it's not quite the same product when you're talking about beer.
Okay. And Mr. Griffin, one of the questions that's come to my mind is that this bill, does it have any effect on people? And I can understand some of the laws that are out there restricting alcohol shipments related to the alcohol problem that is out, and especially in rural Alaska. Does it have anything to do with the people that are making homebrew?
Senator Olson, no, I would say this does not... I think it's a totally separate issue. People making homebrew is a problem in rural Alaska, but obviously those people don't have liquor licenses. They're doing it, to make a product that can have an intoxicating effect on them that they don't have to buy or ship in. And probably the more homebrew that's being made in rural Alaska is actually probably an indicator that we're doing a little better job of enforcing, keeping, you know, the more commercial product out of a village. But I don't really see a relationship between this bill and the homebrew. If we were to do some legislation to tighten up on our written orders from package stores, that would probably be more connected to the homebrew issue.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Griffin? Well, I think we've heard all that we need to hear, and thank you very much for testifying, Mr. Griffin, and to you, Mr. Thompson.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
This is the only bill that we have to hear this afternoon. What's the real pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move this out of the out of committee with individual recommendations and the attached fiscal note.
Okay, hearing no objection, the bill passes from committee. Any further issues to come before the committee this afternoon? Since we have only one item this afternoon, we'll go ahead and adjourn, and there will be no meeting on Thursday. Thank you very much, Representative Ledoux and Christine.
Thank you.